Hi, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is pretty confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male. So what is this about now again, please? A research, you say?
Yes. We're talking to people in your area today about local issues.
Okay.
Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently reside?
New York State.
Thank you. What is your zip code?
12204.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
67.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? You can select all that apply. Black or African American?
Black.
American Indian?
Black.
Thank you.
So what is this research for?
Sorry, it's just general questions about events that are happening right now and that are going to happen in the country.
Okay, go ahead.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you.
Well, medium. Because some things Republicans, they do okay, but some things Democrats do is okay. Democrat, more Democrat than Democrat, right?
We have the option a strong or not a strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat, strong. Let's just go strong.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that
I'm going to give it a 10. You know, should have some power. That's just my belief. Should have some power.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Third-party candidate Jill Stein, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president,
will not vote undecided.
At all in the upcoming election?
I'm undecided.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will not vote for other political offices, will vote, sorry, for our political offices.
I'll go Kamala.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican? Other candidates undecided will vote.
Democrat.
Okay, just for quality assurance purposes, I am going to finish reading the options. Will vote for our political offices, will not Senate, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections. You told me you're a Democrat, right?
Democrat, yes.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. That's number one. Number two says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Number three says, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
What was the last one, please?
I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Let's go to the first one where it's a person's choice. Because if a woman is raped, they should not, it's their choice to have the baby or not.
Okay, we have the option. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision from their, for themselves.
That
we have that option. Okay.
That's the
based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York. Not sure.
What was number two, please?
Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York.
Okay, what's number one?
Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York.
That's a tough one. Available in all cases. The person's right.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
Can you repeat the first part of the question? The first part of it, please?
Of course. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
I'm indifferent, you know, it goes either way. I'm indifferent.
So yes. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I haven't, can you repeat the whole part of the question, please? I'm sorry, my phone rang.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Sorry. Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Only a little, to nothing at all, really.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote on the ballot measure.
Would you vote yes, undecided, or no?
Yes, I vote undecided.
Okay, thank you.
Somewhat.
If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote on it. Yes, I would vote on it. Yes.
Okay, will you vote yes or will you vote no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Here is the text of proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
The first one, yes, I would.
Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Safety, privacy, freedom, empathy, making decisions about your own body, equality, control over your own life, responsibility to women, responsibility to younger and future generations, rights.
That one, to future, to, you know, it goes, there's two answers, there's two of those answers I would go for. The last one for the future of the kids, and the women's, and a woman's right.
Okay, so would you say responsibility to younger and future generations? That is one?
Yes, yes, let's do that, yes, let's go there.
The other one, you say rights?
For women, their rights, you know, the right to choose.
We have rights, and we also have the option to for making decisions about your own body.
Where you're making decisions for your making decisions for your own body.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
Thank you.
Can you repeat that question again, please?
Okay, of course. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Makes no difference.
Okay. If you learn that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No, I have to stick with the same answer. You know, makes you different because I'm going to vote depends on what you did pose. You know, that's just going to make no difference.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Let the states decide on their own abortion laws.
Sorry, did you say want the states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Yes.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be legal, nationally with some exceptions, or want the states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I believe they want them to be banned. With no, they make the rules. Number two,
without exceptions?
Yes.
Thank you.
Believe that's just my belief.
Okay. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally?
I want them to have the choice to have them.
Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
No. That's kind of contradicting what I said before. Because number one, I want them to be able to decide for themselves.
Okay, so would you say want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important nor unimportant.
Somewhat
unimportant or very unimportant. Okay, thank you.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, How important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important, nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
That was where the Conservative Party, with the Conservative Party, I kind of got lost in the mix of, can we read the question again? Because I believe my answer is going
of
to
course.
Be. Okay, go ahead.
Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable, not favorable.
Thank you. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
This is for the conservative.
It says if the candidate supported the Project 2025 and opposed the abortion ballot measure.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure that they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, not convincing at all.
Convincing, very convincing.
Thank you. If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies.
Wow.
This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats and up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Very convincing,
right.
Somewhat convincing, not very convincing at all, not convincing reason at all.
So was that where not having the Republicans in office who they want to ban, you have the right to vote for abortion, correct?
The question says how that is, after reading each statement, how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and a yes on the ballot measure.
Oh, very, very convincing.
Thank you. Now here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, not
very convincing.
Thank you.
You said they oppose Republicans.
People who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure.
Oh, and oppose. Yes. Well, but Republicans support that they would have their own rights to abort. In case of rape, incest, or something of that nature, correct?
Yes.
I agree. The Republicans, if they're doing that, yes, I agree with them.
Okay. Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, and have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I am voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Very convincing.
Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I am voting for Republicans who want to let the state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing reason.
Very convincing.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Once again, I'm going to say 10. Hopefully it does have some power.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for president were being held today. For whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr.,
tomorrow,
third party
Harris.
Candidate Joe Stein. Okay, thank you. Tomorrow, just
Harris.
For quality purposes, I am going to finish. Undecided will vote for other political offices, but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election. Okay, Kamala Harris, thank you. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure that guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote on the ballot measure.
Will you vote yes or no?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Democrat or the Republican, other candidates, undecided, will vote for other political office but not the Senate, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the first part, the first paragraph, the first part, please,
okay.
First sentence?
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your representative in the Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrats.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
14.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 associates.
Oh, sorry, did you say associates?
I have 2 associates, yes, 2 associates.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
single,
separated, divorced, or widowed? Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
I have children, yes.
Under age 18?
Excuse me?
Under age 18?
My daughter, I have 2 girls. One should be 18 this year. She's 17. She'll be 18
okay.
In November. She'll be 18 in November, so I can say 1.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual or 4,
heterosexual and straight. Heterosexual.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Before taxes, your best estimate is fine.
Search it again, please. What was the first part?
Last year, that was, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. Could you say like,
I'm not answering that question. I'm not answering that question, please. I filed taxes. So I'm waiting enough to file taxes, but I'm not answering that question. Sorry.
Okay. That was actually the last question. I just need to complete that one.
Okay. Let's say $35,000.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
Okay, self as well. Thank you.